time now for the College Football Inquirer with Dan Wetzel.
Yeah, ACT score does not count.
Pete Thamel.
And one of my most favorite is imagining him watching his bad pick unfolding throughout the day.
With SI's Pat 40.
Probably this is a game plan that Hugh has been putting together for like 3 years.
Here's Pat, Pete, and Dan.
Welcome to the pod. It is Race for the Case. Getting close now. We got to make some moves on Pete. Last week was a disaster for everyone. Pete had the best record at 3-3. We're sorry. We've been doing well. I think everyone's still above 500. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, okay. That means Tap's above 500, which I mean, the people who've just been sticking to Tap, like they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Got to accept some red for a while, but it goes green at the end.
Tap an apple stock.
How much courage you got? All right, let's get to this one. Liberty at Ole Miss, noon on the SEC Network. This will be watched closely in Virginia and in Mississippi and at the Escort Services of Florida. We'll be watching closely. Hugh Freeze makes his triumphant return to Ole Miss with Liberty. He was dismissed there after, you know, he just got caught calling 20 prostitutes. I mean, geez, standards of these schools are just out of control. University issued phone, but that's not going to play a role in this game other than probably some good taunts from the Ole Miss fans, perhaps. Rebels. I mean, you think they got Lane Kiffin in there to be more of the bastion of morality.
Joey Freshwater. Yeah.
I swear, college sports, the ethics, we got leadership. We turn young men into young boys into men. These guys, all right. This is your crew. Okay. Ole Miss given 9.5, over under 68.5. 40% of the bets, but 60% of the money is on Liberty. Pat, who you got?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, although I will refer the listeners. If you didn't hear the pod earlier this week, please go listen to Dan's steamroll Hugh Freeze, Ross Bjork, and Ole Miss into a pile of gelatin. It was good for the shenanigans that led Hugh Freeze out of there and to Liberty, where he's done a very good job as a coach.
Sure has.
And I'm going to say that this is Hugh's Super Bowl, and this is Malik Willis's big chance against a SEC team. And they've been probably thinking about this game and in the back pocket planning for this game for quite a while. Ole Miss is a bit beat up. They're beat up at receiver. They're beat up at quarterback. I don't know, you know, where Matt Corral is going to be in terms of his health for this game. So I am going to take Liberty and the points here because I think that they are going to show up extremely inspired and probably this is a game plan that Hugh has been putting together for like 3 years. So he can't wait to drop it on Lane. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I'm saying they're going to cover the 9.5. I wish it was 10. Wish it was 10.5, but I'll take the 9.5.
All right. 9.5. Pete.
So I have a lot of like favorite parts about Pat making bad picks. And one of my most favorite is imagining him watching his bad pick unfolding throughout the day. And Pat picking Hugh Freeze and then getting pissed off at him for getting blown out at Ole Miss is going to be like one of my favorite like live text reactions of Pat throughout the day. I mean, there's nothing worse than not only did he take like a coach that he has grilled, skewered, mocked more than maybe any other non-named Bobby Petrino, but he also has taken the bad team. Liberty is good this year, but they just haven't played that well. They played like dogs at North Texas the other day. They were down at the half. They are essentially a JV version of Ole Miss. And I know Corral's a little bit dinged up, but I really feel like this Liberty team is still living off the reputation of last year's Liberty team. I mean, Liberty scored 21 points at Troy earlier this year. They lost to ULM, which is, you know, as a 30-something point favorite. And they, you know, they beat UMass because Dan doesn't donate enough. But I just really have been underwhelmed by this. And you know, as our faithful picks listeners would know, I like DJ Durkin's defense at Ole Miss every time I pick them. So I'm going to now tout DJ Durkin's defense again, which is much improved from last season. So I'm taking the Rebels, but I'm really taking the agony of Pat.
I got to go with you, Pete. Ole Miss is going to be rolling here, and you're right. You picked the varsity over the JV all time. Not to mention Lane Kiffin is very aware of the number. He's going to cover that for all the Rebel fans out there that are on the Rebels against their old coach. Give me Ole Miss.
Pat has written many mean things about Hugh Freeze, but he never said he couldn't coach.
Right.
Give him that.
That's right.
Man can coach some football. Like, you know, that's about it. I wouldn't trust him. Tells you it's raining, put on your sunscreen. But that doesn't matter in this game. I'm taking Ole Miss. I bet I took Liberty early this year at Syracuse and they scored 21 on Syracuse. I lost that bet. That was terrible. Anyway, I'm taking Ole Miss in this one. It's a great quarterback battle. If you're an NFL draft fan, these are two of the guys that will be top 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks of the upcoming draft. So got that for you. So, but I'm taking the Rebels. All right. Michigan State at Purdue, 3:30 on ABC. Spartans, do they have the hangover? Old school Michigan State would always beat Michigan and then lose to whatever team was on their schedule. That was a guarantee, and you can't blame them. You live in a city that's going to party so much, they're going to burn half of it, going to burn their own beds.
That's a hangover.
Spartans are giving 3 on the road. Over-under is 54. 90% of the bets, 70% of the money is on Michigan State. I think this is a pure deal. It's like what Michigan State shows up. Pat, which one do you think will show up?
Oh, boy. I mean, I would love to take Purdue because no matter how much Mel Tucker's saying all you're supposed to say about, you know, we're not going to overlook them, we're not going to, you know, that saying it and doing it are two different things. You can see a trap coming and still walk into the trap because you just can't physically and mentally get yourself back up to the fever pitch that you were at last weekend. Purdue is pretty good. Purdue throws the ball well. Michigan State's weakness is its pass defense. All that said, I'm still taking the Spartans because I've seen too much from this team just finding ways to win. Still not sure how they beat Nebraska. Still not sure how they beat Michigan. Also won a close one against Indiana. So 3 points, I don't think that's too much to give to a team that's undefeated and has a whole ton to play for. I think they'll find just enough in them to overcome the Boilermakers.
Sully?
I'm with you, Pat. Michigan State's covering machines. I think they're 6-0-2 against the spread this year. Pretty damn good from the Spartans. They're going to keep rolling.
Kenny Walker's going to be able to run, and I don't care how much hype. I'm pretty confident he's going to be there. You know, Purdue's just up and down. That's the thing. They have their moments. Obviously, the win at Iowa, they were terrible against Wisconsin. I just think when they get to that higher echelon, they can't hang. And 3 is really not that much. So I am taking Michigan State. Pete?
Boy, this is a fascinating game because it just has sort of a classic trappy letdown niche here for the Spartans, who I am going to take purely on the ballet of Kenneth Walker III and the fact that I think Purdue's playing really well. I think this will be a close game. I think the line is where it is for a reason. That said, I think Michigan State will do what they have done and figured out a way to win. I look forward to George Karlaftis meeting Kenneth Walker III in a hole a few times. Those are arguably two of the best players in the Big Ten in the country at their respective positions. Should be a fun one and a low-scoring one.
All right, Auburn at Texas A&M, 3:30, CBS. A&M is giving 4. Over-under is 49.5. Half the bet, 60% of the money at BetMGM on the Aggies.
I'm going to take Texas A&M here at home. They've been playing well the last 3 games. You know, they have certainly rounded into form, obviously upset Alabama, and then very efficiently took care of business against Missouri and South Carolina. I think the fan base is back excited, so the atmosphere is going to be big time. And their defense is very good. I think their defense, they've got the athletes to contain Bo Nix and not let him just run around and do what he wants to do. They can stack the box on Tank Bigsby, and I think they'll make enough happen on offense to win the game. So give me the Aggies and lay the points.
Pete?
I always hate to agree with Pat, but A&M has the second best defense in the SEC after having the best defense in the SEC last season. And if it comes down to Mike Elko versus Bo Nix and that great defensive front in front seven that Texas A&M has, I am going to take Texas A&M. It's a little bit of a juicy number that scares me a little bit because I just kind of feel like this could be like a little bit of a wild game. But I will, the Aggies have sort of found a groove since Bama, and I think the groove continues.
I keep picking against Bo Nix, and he's going to keep probably just shoving it in my face. But give me the Aggies. Like you said, Pete, I don't trust them, and A&M's the hottest team in the SEC you can make an argument for outside of Georgia. So they're going to keep rolling at home. Let's go, Aggies.
Lone wolf potential here if I want it. Question is,
Does he do it?
They're playing
Let's
well.
Let's take a little peek here. Auburn's playing very well.
A&M, what's Auburn versus the spread this year, Sully? I would think it's a really good number.
I got it. They're 6-2. They're really good.
Isn't it wild, though? LSU is playing Alabama, and we're not even picking that in the SEC. We're picking this game instead.
That
because
is wild.
Thanks for nothing, Coach O, bottoming out LSU and making
this
it a bad
game
to pick.
This is a good game. Both teams playing well. They're both.
No, I know it is. But usually we'd be picking LSU, Alabama along with it, and we're not.
God, do I want to do the Bo Nix experience in College Station? That's the question. I don't know. A&M coming off a bye. What the hell? Auburn points. I'm going to take them.
So you're the lone Bo, not the lone wolf. You're going to send us like that Bo
lone
Jackson like poster that we all had on our wall growing up.
I need to get something going. I'm going to take it right there. All right. Tulsa at Cincinnati. 3:30 on ESPN2. Cincinnati given 22.5. The over-under is 54.5. 90% of the bets, BetMGM, and the money on Cincinnati. Not a lot of Tulsa love out there. Not a lot of Tulsa love. It's tough. Tough in Tulsa. The outsiders. Pete, pick first.
I'm going to take the Bearcats. I was just there this week for a story, and they have had a very weird run where essentially their last three opponents have not played like their conventional offense against them. Essentially, Tulane went into like a weird ground and pound option, and they're normally a wide open rushing attack. Even Navy didn't quite do what Navy normally does against them. And I just think that Tulsa's going to do what Tulsa does, like play that wide open, let it rip. That over under at 54.5 is pretty juicy because Cincinnati has a top 10 offense. So yeah, I'm going to take the Bearcats. Yeah, I think they sort of find some sync now that their opponent is a little bit more conventional.
I'll tell you what, I'm still scarred because I remember it very clearly, picking Cincinnati and saying they were going to beat Tulsa by like 1,000 when they played them last year in the AAC championship game. And they barely beat them by 3. So that was traumatic. But no, I'm taking them this time. I think that Tulsa's, you know, kind of like they were last year. They play a lot of close games, except for when they play higher level competition and then they get waxed. And this is higher level competition. They lost by 21 to Ohio State. They lost by 35 to Houston. They're going to lose by plenty to the Bearcats here. Cincinnati obviously should be frosted, motivated, and not afraid to go for style points. This is not a time to take your foot off the pedal. It's time to put it on and put up whatever numbers you can. Bearcats, lay them.
That Ohio State game, now for gambling purposes, 21-point game. For competitive purposes, much, much closer.
Yeah,
this is actually a chance for Cincinnati to make a statement against
common
team.
Opponent.
I don't think the committee's going to care, but, you know, it's a chance. Sully, go ahead.
Yeah, our friend of the pod, Nick Bromberg, on Yahoo Sportsbook Daily yesterday was in agreement with you, Pete, and said the over's the play in this game. That number 22, little hairy, 3 touchdowns. You know, you can get a backdoor cover in there, but no, lay the points. Go, Bearcats.
All right, I'm doing it again. I'm taking Tulsa.
Oh. Taking Tulsa.
Too many points. Too many points. I do think the risk here is that Cincinnati is irate at their ranking and we'll do a show. But Tulsa, they hang in there. So I'm going to – let's go. This is my week. It's happening.
It's happening. They hung in that Navy game by butchering the clock management.
You know, they're going to be fired up. This is going to be, it's going to be a good scene at Cincinnati. I think a game day is gone there. Yeah. Should have gone to UTEP, but, you know, well, can't get any imagination. What we can do, we don't go anywhere, is pick the UTEP game. That's right. The Miners are in the lineup. That wouldn't help us. UTSA, UT San Antonio versus UTEP, UT El Paso. 10:15 on ESPN2. Should be a fun one. UTSA is given 11. The over-under is 52.5. 50% of the bet, 60% of the money is on UTEP.
Desert Pat, after dark. I love it.
Oh, the scene is incredible there. They better turn out. Turn out, El Paso. Get your ass to the Sun Bowl. Come on.
Look, I would like to pick the feel-good story there and take the Miners, but no, Roadrunners. They have been strong the last couple of weeks. Won their last two games by a combined 90-16 against Rice and Louisiana Tech. They're undefeated. They got a ton to play for. And I think we saw the UTEP bubble burst last week when they lost to Florida Atlantic. So I think that they were scraping the ceiling of who they are. Now they come back down a little more. They play a better team. Sincere McCormick, my man, the running back, 191 carries in 8 games, been doing it there. And Frank Harris, the quarterback, very efficient. Roadrunners roll. Beep, beep.
Meep, 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 meep. UTEP has been very good. I certainly am not going to take my time on the podcast to desecrate the Miners, especially knowing Dan's going to go next and he would
best
just
not
desecrate me. They have cobbled together a very nice season. I would not say they have a preponderance of great wins that would make me think that they could actually knock off the mighty Roadrunners. I think UTSA is rolling. I think they will be irked that they are undefeated and ranked 16th in the AP poll, yet not ranked by the committee. And I think the one time that UTEP saw a formidable opponent this year, they completely turtled that Boise State and lost 54-13. And I think UTSA is probably better than them. So God bless UTEP for beating Southern Miss and La Tech and Old Dominion and really playing over their skis. But I think they will turtle a bit once the competition rises. So I will take Jeff Traylor, newly minted Jeff Traylor, in his 10-year, $28 million deal.
I agree, Pete and Pat. Yeah, we're going to give Dan a lone wolf opportunity once.
Yeah, Dan's
more,
definitely taking this.
We're finally picking the winners. Yeah, I'm born and raised in San Antonio. I can't turn my back on my fellow meat meepers. Let's go Roadrunners, baby.
I mean, man, I'm boxed in on this.
Yes, you are.
San Antonio is a lot better than El Paso in football right now. It just is. I don't know. Go to the game and enjoy it. I'll be rooting you on, but I gotta play it smart here. Sorry.
You're picking against UTEP? Wait a minute. Is that what just happened here?
I'm sad.
You didn't even say it. Oh, my God.
What a fraud. What a fraud. You wrote Don Haskins' book.
All right. F it. You know what? Pete, you keep picking with Pat. That's all I'm telling you right now. You are aligned with Pat.
That's on. He's due. Pat's
Miners.
Due.
I'm taking the Miners. I'm getting 11. It's going to be a big scene there. You're going to get a good crowd. Everyone's going to be jazzed up. 11, San Antonio's going to, they can't handle the bright lights coming off of Juarez.
Screw it. There we go.
Eesh, I want more than 11 points. What the hell is this?
If you had picked against UTEP there, that would have been like me picking against my daughter in the Olympic trials. I mean, come on, man.
You ripped her once. You came on
once.
This.
Once.
Oh, all right. You don't know. The heart of West Texas is coming through here. All right. Somebody pick a lock of the week. Who's got? Anyone do any work?
Yeah,
anyone pick
least
this?
Surprising okay. pick of the week. Kentucky coming off of a awful performance against a team that runs the RPO very well. And guess what? They got another team coming to town that runs their RPO very well. Gimme the Volunteers. Least surprising pick of the year. Winning the Battle of the Beer Barrel. Bringing the beer barrel back. You sell beer in the stadium. You should have a beer barrel trophy. Vols, 1.5, baby.
Wow.
Sully,
sticking with that bean pot.
What are you betting on the Vols this year, Sully? What's your record picking your beloved Vols?
3-1, I think.
I'll pick. Can I go?
Go for it.
All right, you guys keep looking. I'm taking Wake Forest at North Carolina. This is a non-conference ACC game. Carolina is a 2.5-point favorite. They can't tackle. I watched them play Notre Dame. They didn't tackle. Wake Forest got a good offense. I'm taking this. Give me points. I'm taking it. Wake Forest with the points. Lock it. They're going to win and cover. Go ahead. One of you two others. Pick some loser because I'm going 6-0.
6-0. Okay. I'm like paralyzed here. I keep changing my mind.
Well, what are the two choices? I will help.
I've got
We're on your side.
I've got like 7 choices. That's the problem. Okay. I think I got it. Hang on. Hold, please.
Do you want me to go? You want me to go?
Yeah, go.
Yeah,
go.
I'm taking the Cincinnati-Tulsa over. Cincinnati's got the 9th best offense in the country. It's 40 points. The over-under.
Oh, we can do that?
Yeah. Sully's done it before.
This is the rules.
I mean, do we have rules? What are we going to check the conference bylaws to see what the buyout fee is?
I got guilt tripped into taking UTEP, and you guys are just making new rules up.
The over-under in Tulsa-Cincinnati is 54.5. Cincinnati averages 40 points a game. Tulsa also plays extremely fast, and I don't think they're going to stop playing extremely fast in this game. So I just think there's going to be a lot of possessions. The Bearcats are poised to break out. The old Golden Hurricane defense, which had a little revival under Joe Gillespie last year, don't think we'll be able to hang with Cincinnati. Look for Sauce Gardner to have a pick six on Saturday.
Wow. Calling a Sauce pick six. Impressive. Okay. Okay. I have been all over the map. I've decided and undecided on about 8 different games, but...
Hurry up, Dan.
I'm going to take... Mississippi State getting 5 at Arkansas. Certainly the selection committee thinks highly of Mississippi State, putting them like 16th. For them to be a 5-point dog to the last place team in the SEC West, a little bit of a surprise there. And hey, Arkansas has had a good year, but I think that's come a cropper a little bit. And where Mississippi State, the Bulldogs have been playing well. A couple nice wins in a row. Obviously, Vanderbilt, they dominated, but then to come back and beat Kentucky... they beat Texas A&M earlier. They beat North Carolina State. They've got some, you know, Mike Leach, just they got the mojo going now. I think they're pretty comfortable playing the way he wants to play. So I'm going to take the Bulldogs getting 5 in Fayetteville.
So right, somewhere Tap, Pat's alter ego, who picks against him every time, is like, oh, really? You're going to take the team the selection committee likes. Thank you.
Hey, you're the one who agreed with them all day. You're the one who's you are linked at the hip.
Are
with
we?
Them right
are
now,
we? Buddy. Were we 5 for 5 together, Pat?
No. The first game we're different.
All right,
but otherwise, I think the other 4 we might be the same.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're looking forward to it. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see. After last week, there's only so much I can say. I will say there are some other interesting games. We got Texas visiting Iowa State. The pole assassin may or may not be in attendance. We don't know.
Pole assassin meets Ames Water. How we didn't pick that game is really beyond me.
Yeah. What's the rules on an emotional support animal in a football stadium?
I don't know. The emotional support monkey. Did she, her name is Gia, by the way, the emotional sports monkey
has its own Instagram. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Gia.
Of course.
Yeah.
Gia, the emotional support monkey of the pole assassin. Iowa State's given 6.5 in that one. That one's pretty interesting. A game that used to matter. Alabama is playing LSU. Yeah. Oh, by the way. Yeah. Bama, it's 28.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll Tide. You know what he said. You know what Coach O said.
They do know what he said in Tuscaloosa. I think that could be a bloodbath. I maybe should have taken the Tide there, but that's a big number.
That was a miss.
Hey, the committee really liked Mississippi State, though, so you're good.
You're going to earn your buyout by going up there and getting killed. Like, that's not a fun afternoon for Coach O.
No.
Yeah. You'll earn your buyout.
$17 million knuckle sandwich.
Yeah. The Academic Prowess Bowl of Oregon, Washington. Oregon laying 7 there. I think I like the Ducks in that spot because Washington can't score.
Yeah, ACT score does not count. So that doesn't help. And then my favorite annual game, the Aunt Becky Bowl. USC is visiting Arizona State. If you recall, there was an email released in the Lori Loughlin USC group. What did they call it? Enrollment scandal? What was it? I don't know. Whatever that thing was. The famed actress who played Aunt Becky. That the motivation to pay $500,000 and to try to defraud USC and pretend that her daughters, namely Olivia Jade, was a rower. Remember the famed picture of Olivia Jade on a rowing machine? She spent $500,000and to commit fraud, a federal offense due to this. She wrote this in her email. I'd like to maybe sit with you after your session with the girls, as I have some concerns and I want to fully understand the game plan and make sure we have a roadmap for success as it relates to our daughter and getting into a school other than ASU. That's right. Now, there are a lot of people who say they hate their rival. They hate this school. They hate this team. Were you willing to pay $500,000 and have both you and your husband go to prison just so they wouldn't attend that school?
It's dedication, at least.
That's the Aunt Becky standard. That's the Aunt Becky standard. I mean, that's really hating a school.
This game, all jokes aside, is two programs trying to see who's trying harder to quit, because they have both done spectacular jobs at tanking their season. Arizona State had a lot of things set up for them to fall apart with the NCAA investigation. They got kind of a roster full of second chance knuckleheads, and they just completely no-showed against Washington State on Saturday. Whereas USC, man, whoo, that is just a spiraling mess. So, yeah, I wouldn't touch this game at all, because it is just going to be a smoldering disaster.
Does anybody show up and try?
That's the question. That is the question.
Who's got the better rowing program? Got to be USC, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a whole lot of rowing opportunities in Tempe, but no. They do have a fake river. So
yeah, maybe. They got that dried out creek there, you know, that kind of runs through campus. Yeah, I do.
All right. Hey, listen, it's not me saying it about you, Arizona State. It's Lori Loughlin, but she paid a heavy price. I mean, that is really, that's the standard. That to me is the standard of hate.
That's out of the SEC playbook, honestly.
I don't know if I've heard anybody pay $500,000 and go to the clink so the kid wouldn't attend the school.
But somebody poisoned trees and went to prison over the rivals. So.
Well, there is that. They did. We did have that shooting earlier this year during the game. Yeah. Murder. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is how they do in the West Coast. They bribe people.
Yeah. They don't shoot each other.
They sound better.
But again,
in social
also,
circles.
You know what though? We already told people what to do if you're going to shoot somebody else. But if you're going to get caught for bribery and go to jail, subscribe to the pod in jail.
Yeah. We can't be losing you in the clink. Just like if you die.
No. Right.
This is Lori Loughlin. Listen. Drop us a line. Feel free
to send
your
jokes. It'll make you laugh.
Her daughter listens while she's on the rowing machine.
Yeah, of course. We're good for rowing machines.
Peloton, right. Rowing machine, you know, whatever sport you're pretending to be a varsity athlete in, we can help.
All right. This is going to be a huge week for me. I can just feel it or something. I don't know. I don't feel good about it.
I'm glad that UTEP happened. Game's on, so we don't have to pay $35 for Flow Sports.
No, no Flow Sports here. The UMass URI game is on Flow Sports. Who is the person? My. Other than the parents of the players, like, honestly, how sad is your life if you're paying Flow Sports to watch URI play UMass?
All right. No.
Will not be me. We'll be back Sunday, though. Sunday night, Monday, the overreaction. We'll overreact to all of it. I'm sure all sorts of crazy stuff will happen. You never know. Keep your eye out for emotional support monkeys and pole assassins. We'll talk to you soon.